Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to testify. Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion in kwe etegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
You must come and look again.
Jah has done for I. When I'm down, he picks me up. When I'm empty, he fills my cup. Mm-hmm. When obstacles are in my way, he'll remove them for me, I say. And that's why I'm gonna testify what Jah has done for I. Sing it out loud, and I'm gonna testify what Jah has done.
Sigabu Kainatuna Hizvu Behibret Yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu, as they enter the Kedase. Kainatuna Hizvu, the priest and the people, Behibret in Ainati. Yemiyazemutno shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 I.
Psalm 82. מזמור פבט, מזמור
לאסף, מזמור לאסף.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, 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 אל.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
בקרב אלוהים ישפוט.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Father, let my days be longer, for the mouth of the wicked is down on me. They have got to do better, always and forever. Oh, mighty Father, hear my plea. Yes, the enemies are coming over the mountain.
Almighty, I mean, King Selassie.
Fight against those who fight against we.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. Amen. King Selassie is the Almighty I.
Justice the Great. Justice. Jamali. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels go before Him, righteousness adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty Jah we serve. Righteousness adore Him. What a mighty Jah we serve. My old companion, fear thee well. I will not go with you to hell. I'm on my way to Mount Zion. I will not go, I will not go. Companion, fear thee well. I will not go with you to hell. I'm on my way to Zion. I will not go, I will not go with you. What a mighty Jah we serve. What a mighty Jah we serve. Angels go before Him, righteousness adore Him. What a mighty Jah we serve.
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
When I say more, you say fire. More.
Why, perfect. Blessed. More fire.
Justice the Great. Kill the China.
I just got to get a fast.
Try out the fire. Ain't no one to place inside you. More fire.
Them no life, we young, we no like them. Them no enemy, we young, we no like them.
More fire.
more fire.
Ain't no one to place me higher. Right now we go in and can't wait till later. Gotta make this money, have no time for the haters. Do what you do, but don't try out the fire. Ain't no one to place me higher.
When you sit down in a Babylon, a mess, don't stress, don't play with nobody. We blaze if we have enough, we walk with no bulletproof vest. Man, I tried the road just with Jaja. Wicked man, I'm out and I got deep, no put no murder upon our flesh. But because you make it load where we rather. You're too out harder, then literally you can get a fireball. Fireball, the whole of them. Judgment will be falling, fireball. Fireball, the whole of them. Some boy I say them not stop rap. No for the police I try act like God. No for them I dream talking about why not. And not even your people now have your back. Alright, them box another youth in your mouth for talking out. You talking about a pole lag in your boot and call it suit. Where I promote me not to loot. Me not choose for walk your road. But we still are watch from close. That's why we say fireball. Fireball the whole of them. And that's because we're fed with them, bro. At county, fill with them. Prison, yeah, you're filling up them. Son, you in a criminal end. Just give me a pen and make me want to have the truth. Me find the Amagidian, and we not fail the youth. But, so they're fed up with them, bro. At county, fill with them. Prison, yeah, you're filling up them. Son, you in a criminal end. Wanna give me a pen and make me want to have the truth. Amagidian, we'll have to tell them. Fireball. Fireball, the whole of them. And then it's about fireball.
Fire, 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 fire
correct me if I'm wrong though. The way I looked at it was that, you know, it passed certain phases, you know, during the civil rights, you know, your music is pretty much the same thing what was happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system. What's happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system.
Is that trick, you know?
I'm going to testify.
Sabbatical study, this I9 Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar his sons, Uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. And that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses.
Sabbatical study, this I9 Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And Moses spake unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left, Take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due and thy son's due of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the waved breast and heave shoulder shall ye eat in a clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, for they be thy due and thy son's due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The heave shoulder and the waved breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be thine and thy sons with thee by a statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded.
Then never.
protect I as how he protect Daniel, Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego. They never get free. No, they never get free. They never get free. Not reaching by no word.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning up the hatred, and we burning up the malice. Gloriousness, can't see Japanese. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
Psalm 38.
Mizmor Lamed Chet, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, Al beketzpecha tochicheni, 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 tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uvahamatecha teyassereni, 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 teyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. In me.
Kihitzecha nihatuvi, hatuvi, hatuvi.
And thy hand presseth me sore, presseth me sore, presseth
alai, yadecha, yadecha, yadecha.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, Hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Here we have today's daily song. We have Psalm Chet. So here we have in Mizmor Lamed Chet. Mizmor Lamed Chet. Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII. The superscription, also called the title, in the KJV Bibles, once again, for the Talmudim, 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 for the Talmudim. Chet. So here we have in Mizmor Lamed Chet. Chet. So here we have in Mizmor Lamed Chet. Mizmor Lamed Chet. Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII. The superscription, also called the title, in the KJV Bibles, once again, for the Talmudim, for the disciples. When you look in the KJV Bibles, the superscription, Hebraically the first verse, the Aleph verse, is the small type you find after the psalm and the number in the KJV versions that's not numbered in the King James Version, the translation, but in the Hebrew, that is the first verse. So that's usually the verse that gets the initial emphasis because it sets up the context, especially in the Midrash, in the study of the psalm. So here, in looking at today's psalm, in Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, to make memorial. A psalm of David, a Mizmor, a chant, Isis, in the sense of Isis, Zamar, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, to make memorial. In the King James Version, the KJV, this superscription is translated Le Hazkir is translated as to bring to remembrance. So we have Le Hazkir, to bring to remembrance, according to the KJV. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, we have the translation as to make memorial. Now, why is this important? Well, this is very important because here, in the superscription, in the title, the Hebraic, the Hebrew Aleph verse, the first verse, the Aleph verse, we have Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazkir, a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, to make memorial. KJV translates it as to bring to remembrance. But what is LeHazkir, LeHazkir, LeHazkir? What is LeHazkir? Is it to make memorial or to bring to remembrance? And why is this the key for us, especially in I&I sabbatical studies, in the discipleship, and in the Torah studies? Here, when we begin with Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra, Kara, and he called. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he called out of the tabernacle, the Ohel Moed, out of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, to Moshe, beginning off the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher of he called, the calling. So here we have a few important themes. One is the call and the calling. Many are called, few are chosen. Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach reminds us. So the idea of the call, called to be a holy nation, right? A holy nation, and a chosen priesthood, a royal priesthood, right? A royal priesthood, a kingdom, right? Of the priesthood, a royal priesthood. So in the Old Testament, we have the beginning and the revelation of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's intent, the Holy One's intent for Yisrael. Now here, if we turn the scriptures, let's go to a little study right here, and how today's Psalm 38, and in the season concerning Leviticus, is very much a key. We're going to be zooming in on chapter 2, in particular verse 2, with the sweet savor offerings. The second item in Leviticus chapter 2 is the what's called the meat offering. Now, the meat offering, as it's called in the translation, is actually a bloodless offering. More correctly, it should be referred to as the meal offering. Hebraically, it's the mincha. Some enunciate it as the mincha. The mincha is the meal offering. The meal offering, it is usually a grain offering, and it's also what is called a bloodless offering. Here, this is Moshiach. This is Messiah. Christos, Christ, the anointed Moshiach, in his human perfections, tested by sufferings. So here's a reference to the Torah, the direction, instruction, the Torah of this offering, furthermore in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 23. This is just bringing detail and light to Leviticus chapter 2. How is Leviticus chapter 2, in particular verse 2, related with the superscription, the first verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, or more better, to make memorial. Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir. What is LeHazkir? So let's get to the root word Hazakir. To make memorial within the Levitical sense, to make memorial, not the memorial offering, that memorial in the Levitical sense, then we have the idea of bringing to remembrance through that act, bringing to remembrance before he who be who he be through that act of offering, through that act of offering. So what is this act of offering that David here in Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazakir, is doing and accompanying with the Psalms? So here we have the Psalms and David and David in the tabernacle of David, bringing out the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, man after Yahuwah Jehovah's own heart, bringing out the new covenant sense of liturgical use, the higher use, according to the pattern that we have in HaTorah, according to the pattern that we have in Torah, and especially here in Leviticus, the third book, and we have David of the tribe of Judah, bringing forward even that higher aspect of the offering and that heart, the heart of the matter, according to Yahuwah, according to Jehovah HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And it's important to note, also important to note that this is what is called a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to or expressing penance. So often the psalm is referred to as a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to penance or expressing a state of penitence, like a repentance state. So what is today's psalm associated with? What's an overview? Let's get some basic, a basic 411 overview, and then we can elaborate more on Lehazikir. Then Lehazikir would come into a better context. Now, in some translations, based on the KJV, the superscription is included as verse 1. In some Bibles, like here, looking in this particular Bible, I'm looking in Scofield Study Bible, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance is before the first so-called proper verse. But in the online, the Word software that we have advantage of right here, it includes it within the first verse. So it's all included as the first verse. So here, to put today's psalm, Psalm 38, a penitential psalm, and also in the Sefer Tehillim, it is deemed a penitence prayer, a repentant prayer, bringing out that sense even more today, because we're going from like the older translations, even the KJV, and bringing it into today's context. So today's psalm, the author, and here we can take David, because the superscription means more David. Here, David, the author, asks Jehovah, asks Adonai to deliver, to deliver him, to snatch him from his enemies. He confesses his sin, his uckery, his falling short, his missing of the mark, and he recognizes that cognizance and recognition. He recognizes that the crisis that he faces, and he faces, is the result of divine, of the divine discipline. So here, this psalm has a theme of confessing one's falling short, missing the mark, and recognizing that the crisis that one is facing in context of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, is the result of divine discipline. And that word discipline, tokacha, and discipline, and also connected with musar, discipline, as well as instruction or correction. Sometimes in the translation, it's been translated into English as chastening. Every son whom the father loves, he chastens, he disciplines. So here, facing the result, right, facing this crisis, right, which is the result of divine chastisement, divine discipline, and we say discipleship. Yet, he begins, right, by begging Yahuwah, right, he begs Yahuwah not to reject him. So thus we have the first verse here, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Mizmor LeDavid LeHazikir Yahuwah Allah Birkatzpeka Te Tokecheini Yahuwah Allah Birkatzpeka Tokecheini. Neither chasten I in thy wrath. Uava chamatika te yasareini. Neither chasten I in thy wrath. Uba chamatika ham. Don't be ham. Asking Yahuwah Jehovah not to go ham. Uava chamatika in the eyes chamat. In the eyes wrath, fiery, hot, ham. In the eyes wrath. Uba chamatika te yasareini. Neither chasten me not. So here is the opening of today's psalm. Now, the superscription, Lehazikir. What about Lehazikir? Right? The Hebrew text, Lehazikir, may be translated, and it has been translated as to bring or to cause to remember, to bring to remembrance. This is what we have in the 1611 KJV translation, to bring to remembrance, to cause to remember. Now, the same form, and here we have Hebraically, according to the the Hebrew grammar, getting into the grammar of the matter, we have the hefil, the hefil, the hefil, the hefil, the hefil, right, the infinitive, right? So we have zakar, zakar, the root word zakar, to remember. Zakar, the H2142, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar has three entries, right? The H2142, a very key word, zakar, zakar. Zakar, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar properly is to mark so as to be recognized, to mark so as to be recognized. The sense of this in S, to remember. So when we remember is to mark something so as what we mark is recognized. The second entry for the Hebrew zakar, the H2142, is to mention, zakar. The third entry, also as a denominative, right, is to be male, to be male, to be male. So zakar, zakar, to mark, that is to remember, to mention, zakar, and to be male, zakar. So we have male and female, he created them. Male, zakar u nekeba, zakar u nekeba, right, zakar, male, to be male. Now, the entry in the KJV use from this root, this Hebrew root word, zakar, right, zakar, to remember, to mark, to mention, to be male, often this root word has been translated, this is very interesting, a couple of the senses that's translated. One, to burn, aishens, as we have even in the connection right here with lehazikir, 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 to burn aishens, the sense of earnestly, the sense to be male. To mention, to make mention of, to be mindful, to recount, to record, zakar, recorder, remember, make to be remembered, to make to be remembered, to bring, right, to bring to remembrance, to bring to remembrance, as we have translated in the KJV, Psalm 38, the superscription connected with the first verse, to bring to remembrance, to call to remembrance, to come to remembrance, to keep to remembrance, to put to remembrance, to bring in remembrance, to keep in remembrance, right? To think on, in the sense of think well, to think on. So here we get to the very root of lehazikir, lehazikir, right? With zakar, right? Zakar. Now, why is that important with Vayikra? With Vayikra in Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 2, right? In Leviticus chapter 2, what do we have right here, right? In Leviticus chapter 2, it says, the meal offering, in connection with the meal offering, the mincha called the mincha, Hebraically, mincha, HaKohen, the priest was commanded to make the memorial part, azkara, azkara, azikara, 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 azkara, to make the memorial part, azkara, thereof smoke up on the altar. In Leviticus chapter 2, at the second verse, here it reads, Vehiktir hakohena eta aza karataha ha nizabeha ishe reyach niyachocha layahua. So the fuller verse right here, we're reading from the Chumash right here, where it says, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke, smoke. Vehiktir, vehiktir. Hiktir, hiktir, to burn aishens, to cause aishens to smoke. Hiktir, 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 where hiktir hakohen, the priest shall cause to smoke, et azkarata, as et azkarata, azkarata, the memorial part thereof smoke, ha mizbecha, ha mizbecha, on the mizbecha, on the altar, ha mizbecha, on the altar, ishe, ishe reyach, niyachoach, layahua, an offering made by fire, ishe, the ishe, the ishe, the word ishe, being brought out from the Hebrew, is an offering made by fire, is the ishe, ishe reyach, niyachoach, niyachoach, layahua, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, of a sweet savor, of a reyach nichoach, nichoach, reyach nichoach, reyach nichoach, sweet savor, sweet smell, ala Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be. So that's a connection with Le HaZikir, Le HaZikir right there. We have the Le HaZikir, right? We also have this in the heading, superscription, the title of Psalm 70, Le HaZikir. Now, some understand this based on the scripture in the sense of for the memorial offering, for the memorial offering. But it also carries the idea of bringing one's plight to HaElohim, Eloheinu, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah's attention. So both the connection of the memorial part of the offering, the remembrance part, memorial part, and in the bringing to effect what we have here in Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 2, this also causes to bring the one's plight, who is the offerer. And when you look at this in the fuller context right here, let's just bring KJV to light. And all this is connected with Leviticus and also how the Psalms, especially the Psalms of Dawid, reflect that Hebrew prophecy concerning our Lord coming from the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, what Dawid brings forward here, even in today's Psalm Mizmor Lamed Chet. So here, KJV reads verse 1 and 2, and when any will offer a, KJV says meat offering, but as we explained, the meat there is in the old English sense of meat as something to be eaten, but more correctly, it's a meal. It's a grain offering. The meal offering, la Yahuwah to Jehovah, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. Verse 2, and he shall bring it to Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, to Aaron's sons, the priests. And he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it up on the altar to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Now, immediately if one is paying attention, will notice the difference in the translation. Here KJV says, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar. From the Hebrew, in the Sefer Chumash, from the Hebrew right here, we have the translation, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke up on the altar, where hikatir hakohena eta azkarataha ha mizabeha isheya reyacha nichoha la Yahuwah. This is a better translation from the Hebrew. The better translation from the Hebrew is, and the priest shall make the memorial part, the azkara, or the azkarata, thereof smoke. Hikatir, we are from the Gitaret, katar, to smoke, to burn ashes. Hikatir, where hikatir hakohen et azkarataha, ha mizbeha, on the altar, the Mizbecha, Ishe, offering made by fire, Ishe, Reyacha Nichoha, sweet savor, sweet smelling, Reyach Nichoha, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So here KJV just brings out a sense of shall burn the memorials. You just get the idea of something burning. But the Hebraic, where Hikatir, Atir, to Katar, Kitaret, to cause it to smoke, and being an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor. So the memorial, the word in the KJV, memorial, mo better, is the memorial part, the azkarata, right? So as we just go a little bit forward here, just to bring out this sense of the superscription, what is it saying, and how should this be understood so we can give praise with overstanding. Now here, this psalm, in common with Psalm 70, verses 1 to 5, to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. So here, again, we have this idea in Psalm 70, to bring to remembrance, or to make memorial, the Azkarata. So here, it bears the inscription, Le Hazkir, as we have in today's Psalm, Le Hazkir, Mizmor de Dawid, Le Hazkir. Psalm of David, a chant, Isis of David, of Dawit, to make remembrance, Lahazakiah. Now, the chronicler, in Chronicles, we have First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. refers to these here, Hazkir, these Hazkir Psalms, together with the Hodu and the Hallelujah. So they're the Hodu, to give thanks, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, and the Hazkir. So the Hazkir, the remembrance. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. Let's go there. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4 says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and to record and to thank and praise Yahweh, Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power of Yisrael. So here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, KJV Virgin, and he appointed, now the word certain is italicized, so it's not there, so he appointed of the Levites to minister before the ark, the Tabot in the Ethiopic, before the Aaron of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record, one, to record, and to thank, two, and praise, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. Let's just bring this down to Hebrew, right here, this verse right here, bring this up. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah mina Halloween me shartim uale hazikir uale hodot uale halel la Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here, very interesting this relation, this connection here in the Hazkir to bring to remembrance. Here in today's psalm is strictly Levitical. Question that should be asked and we will ask is, how and why is David of the tribe of Judah bringing out this higher Levitical point, as we have the epistle to the Hebrews concerning, you know, the tribe of Judah? We're going to bring that out as an exhibit right here. It is evident that our Adonai sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moshe spake nothing concerning priesthood. Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood from the tribe of Yehuda. But here we have David. Here we have David, right? Even in the Brit Yeshana, here we have David. Here we have David speaking to these Levitical things here in this penitent prayer, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, here in the superscription, a Psalm of David, Lehazkir. And here in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 4, it reads, and he appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Ark of Jehovah, and to record Lehazkir, to record and to thank and praise Yahuwah, Elohei Yisrael, to praise he who be, we be, the power, the Elohim of Yisrael. So here, what we have to ask is, in 1 Chronicles, right, in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, who are we speaking of? Verse 1 says, so they brought the ark of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings, lifnei Elohim, before Elohim. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, the olot, and the peace offerings, the shalami, he blessed Ha'am, the people, in the name, B'Shem Yahuwah, name of he who be, we be. And he dealt to every one of Yisrael, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread. So we have this idea of the loaf of bread. A loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And verse 4, now the connectivity with what we have here in today's psalm and also what we have in 1 Chronicles in Scripture, giving us a better understanding, overstanding, so we can give praise, as Psalm 47, verse 7 says, give praise, Isis, with understanding, skillfully, overstanding. Here, he appointed, so David appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Aaron, the Ark of Jehovah, for the Tabot of Xavier, and to record, and to thank, and praise he who be, we be, the power, true good, true God of Yisrael. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah min Halloween mi sharetim uale hazikir uale hodot uale halel la Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So Here, the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, refers to the Hazkir, to the Hodot, to the Hallel, to the Hazkir Psalms, the Remembrance Psalms, to the Hodu Psalms, to the Thank Psalms, and to the Hallelujah, right? The praise, the Illilu, the Ililta Psalms. In connection with the presentation of the meal, the Mincha, the meal offerings, called the Mincha, right? Some Yehudis refer to it as Mincha. So you may hear Mincha, Mincha. Hebraically is Mincha, Mincha, right? Mincha, right? And the Minchot, right? The meal offerings, a portion of the meal. Remember, the meal offering is a bloodless offering. It's a grain, right? A grain offering. Because right, some would think that when we spell Leviticus and the offerings and the sacrifice and the offerings, one might think it's always debtors or always no. But here, this is very important, the meal offering, the significance of what David has here in the superscription of Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet. So a portion of the meal offering was cast into the altar fire, vis-a-vis a handful of the meal, the grain, mixed with oil and the whole, the entirety of the aishins, the entirety of the incense, the entirety of the aishins. And we have this here in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, Vayikra, right? Perek Beit, right? Verse Beit, right? So here in the house, right, a handful of meal, of grain mixed with oil, and the whole of the aishins, of the incense. This portion was called the Azkara, right? The Azkara offering. And now here we have this is Anamnesis. I'm looking at the Koine Greek right here because this comparison here in the notes right here. And to offer it, so the Azkara from Zakar, remembrance, memorial, to offer it, Hazkir, the Hefil of it, because, now the reason is, because the ascending smoke was intended to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance, Lehazkir, so both the memorial part, making that memorial offering, is to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance with Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, who be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, in connection with the presentation of this memorial portion of the Mincha, the two Psalms, speaking about Psalm 38, with the superscription Lehazkir, and Psalm 70, superscription Lehazkir, right? So the two Psalms are appointed to be used as prayers, penitential psalm, repentance psalm, as prayers. Hence we have the inscription at the presentation of the Azkara, Mizmor le David le Hazikir. Le Hazikir is the presentation of the Azkara, which is the portion taken from the meal offering, from the Mincha, the meal offering, the grain offering. Now the LXX, it's interesting, it adds with Ferito Sabato, right? Perhaps equivalent to last Shabbat. We have this right here. So in this psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we find a repetition of a peculiarity of the penitential psalms, the Hebrew repentance psalm, vis-a-vis that the praying one has to complain not only of afflictions of body and soul, but also of outward enemies who come forward as his accusers and take occasion of his sin, of his uchery, of his lack, his falling short, his missing the mark. They take occasion of his sin to prepare the way for his ruin. This arises from the fact that the Berit Hashana Mitmanan believer, right, whose perception of chet, sin, right, was not as yet so spiritual. So we have a more refined, from the fire cycle to the meta phi cycle, metaphysical, spiritual understanding. But here we have the Old Testament. You see the Old Testament, Mitmanan, right, whose perception of chet, sin, akri, was not as yet so spiritual and deep as that we have in the Berit Chadasha sense, But David, David's perception, a man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, his perception, as we find in today's psalm, is much deeper, right? This is where we make the connection even with Hebrews, right? And it's evidence that Reuben sprang from the tribe, the Mateh Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, right? So it's not as deep. So here we have almost always calls to mind some sinful act that has become openly known. So here in the case of Dawid, some put forward that is the Bathsheba, that this psalm, as well as other psalms, is connected with the testimony, right? The testimony, and we could say the liturgy, speaking to that particular situation right there. But his sin, his sinful act, his deed, has become openly known. So the psalm here speaks to that uckery, that falling short that has become openly known, and the foes, the enemies, the haters, who would then prepare for one's ruin because they got you, right? These are the instruments of the satanic power of evil, of calumny, of hurt, of wrong, of misfortune, of bad things, right? So Psalm 38, verse 21, very interesting, this verse right here, we have Yist-Anuni. This is Yist-Anuni, right? Yist-Anuni. I think we have this here in today's Psalm, Psalm 38. Let's look at this verse right here, just to bring this out as an example right here. It says right here, was it verse 21? Verse 21, the KJV verse 21. Here we have this, they also that repay evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow the thing that is good, the thing that good is, right? So here we have Yist-Anuni. So the word in the Hebrew, Sit-Anuni, the Satan, the satanic, Sit-Anuni, Yist-Anuni Tachat, right? Tofe, oh, Rodefe, yes, oh, good, because I follow that which good is, right? So this becomes perceptible to the New Covenant Mitmanon. In the New Covenant sense, you can perceive what Dawid, the higher sense that he's coming from, but according to the pattern, right, that pattern of, we could say, of Levi or Aaron there, right? So more perceptible to the Berit Chadasha Mitmanon, even without the intervention of outward foes, desires the death of the sinning one, whereas Ha'el, the true good, the true God, wills that he and I and we should live. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, today's psalm, a penitential psalm, repentance psalm, Psalm 38, placed immediately after Psalm 37, some say on account of the similarity of its close to the Tav, or the Taweh strophe of that psalm. It begins, today's psalm, like Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10. If we regard David's adultery as the occasion of it, more especially connecting 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14, then Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10, Psalm 38, Psalm 51, and Psalm 32, verse 1 to 11, they form a chronological series. Dawid, David, the well-beloved, and Ionai's distress, both in mind and body, forsaken by his friends and regarded by his foes as one who is cast off forever. The fire of divine anger burns within him like a fever, and the divine withdrawal, as it were, rests upon him like darkness, like disillumination. But he and I fights his way by prayer through this fire and this darkness to the bright confidence, the eifidence, the godfidence of the true faith, the faith of the King of Kings. The psalm, the mizmor, although it is the pouring forth of such elevated and depressed, downpressed feelings, is nevertheless symmetrically and skillfully laid out. It consists of three main paragraphs that divide into four. We have Psalm 38, verse 2, 3, Psalm 38, verse 10, and 4, Psalm 38, verse 16, tetrastiches. That's metrical divisions when we look at it as a composition. The way in which the names, and this is the key, the way in which the names of Ha'el, the El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, are brought in is well conceived. The first word of the first group or the paragraph is Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be. The first word of the second group is Adonai. And in the third, Yahuwah and Adonai, in the third group, Yahuwah and Adonai, are used interchangeably twice. The psalm, in common with Psalm 70, First five verses, Beer's inscription, Le Hazikir, Le Hazikir, to make memorial, to bring, to cause, to remember, to bring to remembrance, 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 to remembrance.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Devil in thy sight. with the answer of me. When I pray, Alaja, when I pray, oh yeah, I die. Leave it and rain it, I. So let the word of my
of your choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now, call in.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
መዝሙር 37 በቅንፍ 38 ለሰንበት መታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ በቁጣህ አትቅሰፈኝ፣ በመዓትህም አትገስጠኝ። ፍላጾችህ ወግተውኛልና እጅህንም አክብደህብኛልና። ከቁጣህ የተነሳ ለሥጋዬ ጤና የለውም፣ ከኃጢአቴም የተነሳ ለአጥንቶቼ ሰላም የላቸውም። ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና፣ እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላዬ ከብዷልና። ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በሰበሰም፣ እጅግ ጐሰቈልሁ ተዋረድሁም። ሁል ጊዜም በትካዜ እመላለሳለሁ፣ ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና፣ ለሥጋዬም ጤና የላትምና። ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገሩ፣ ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ የተነሳ ጮ። አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው፣ ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወርም። ልቤ ደነገጠብኝ ኃይሌም ተወጭ ያይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሌ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ ነፍሴንም የሚሽዋት በረቱብኝ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ ሁልጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ አፉንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆኖ እንደማይሰማ ሰው በአፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆኖ አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ትሰማኛለህ ጠላቶቼ በእኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በእኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋሉ እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና ቁስሌም ሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም እተክዛለሁ ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማል በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ ጽድቅን ስለ ተከተሉ በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኛል አቤቱ አንተ አትጣለኝ አምላኬ ከኔ አትራቅ አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who wants the next verse with Amharic?
The people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 37 በቅንፍ 38 ለሰንበት መታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር 37 በቅንፍ 38 ለሰንበት መታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በቁጣህ አትቅሰፍ በመዓትህም አትገስ ጥላቶችህ ወግተውኛልና እጅህንም አክብደህብኛልና ከቁጣህ የተነሳ ለሥጋዬ ጤና የለው ከኃጢአቴም የተነሳ ለአጥንቶቼ ሰላም የላቸው ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላዬ ከብዷልና ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በተበተ እጅግ ጎሰቆል ተዋረድኩ ሁል ጊዜም በትካዜ መላለፋል ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና ለሥጋዬም ጤና የላትም ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገር ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ የተነሳ ጮ አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወር ልቤ ደነገጠ ኃይሌም ተወጭ ያይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሌ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ ነፍሴንም የሚሽዋት በረቱብኝ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ ሁልጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ
አፉንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆን እንደማይሰማ ሰው ባፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆን አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ትሰማኛለህ ጠላቶቼ በኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋሉ እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና ቁስሌም ሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም እተክዛለሁ ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማ በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ እድቅን ስለ ተከተል በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኝ አቤቱ አንተ አስጣለኝ አምላኬ ከኔ አጥተ አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ስጥ
Yes, yes, yes. Call in. About to ride up with the Amharic right now. Yes, sir.
For with stammering lips and another tongue.
Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Kenaist Avin. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and Mezmore Dawit, Salasa Cement. Psalm 38, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, today's daily psalm. Sin yachink sa'atas alot, prayer in an hour of anxiety, an hour of difficulty. Yachink sa'atas alot, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, after order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, king of kings, Garmawi Garmawi, Chayv Salase. So here we compare and contrast the HSV, which the KJV. Firstly, the superscription, which reads, according to the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mitzvah of Kedus, the Authorized, Advised, Amharic Bible. We have the superscription here, Bamarinya, Le Senbet, Metasebia, Ye Dawit, Mezmur, Le Senbet, for the Sabbath, Metasebia, a memorial, a remembrance, that which is thought, of course, to be thought of, le senbet, for the Sabbath. Le senbet metaseria ye Dawit mezmor. KJV, we have a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. A psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Le senbet metaseria ye Dawit Mezmor. Today's daily psalm. Amharic, English, HSV, Haile Selassie version. Compare and contrast side by side with the KJV, with the King James version. Now, just a brief word here, even from the Sefer Tehillim, as we give praise. We should give praise with understanding, understanding, and understanding. It's a penitence prayer. What we have here is a penitence prayer. There's an analogy with Psalm 6 will at once occur to the reader and also hopefully to the hearer in today's daily psalm. The speaker is afflicted with a serious illness, and his physical condition causes him searchings of heart in conformity with the imnet, the emuna, the belief, the faith. Then how he acknowledges that his sufferings are the effect of chatiyat, are the effect of sin, are the effect of falling short, are the effect of missing the mark. He therefore offers his prayer, yachink sa'at tz'alot, in an hour of anxiety and difficulty, in a deeply repentant spirit. The occasion which led to the indicting of the poem cannot be determined. Now, some interpret the psalm, today's mezmor, as referring to the nation, but the personal note is strongly marked throughout today's daily psalm. Once again, to the introduction. In Hebrew we have Mizmor le Dawit le Hazakir, Hazakir, for remembrance, to bring to remembrance, le Hazakir, le Hazakir, for a memorial. The Septuagint reads a psalm of David, a psalm to David for remembrance concerning the Sabbath. As we have here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals, Lesenbet Metasevia, for the Sabbath memorial, remembrance. Ye Dawit Mezmor. One more note is that when we say Sabbath, usually it's meant the Sabbath day, but also in the archaic sense, referring to the Shabuah, referring to the seven and the fulfillment of the seven, concerning the sabbatical, concerning what ones will call the week. Right, the fullness of the week, from the first day to the seventh day. Thus we have Lesenbet Metaseviya, Yedawit Mezmor, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. So make we right up. Lesem'ah, Wawelet, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jemberalem. We begin. Kuter and verse 1. Avetu bekuta at atik sefeng mem atehim antigesetseng. Avetu, I father, his father, father of the house, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Avetu bekuta atik sefeng. Neither chasten me, neither chasten me in thy heart displeasure. Bem atehim antigesetseng. Verse 2. For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. Verse 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin, because of my uckery. Verse 4. In the kabada shakamimma belayeya kabdoalina. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. In the kabad shekamim belaye kabdoalena. Amis, verse 5. Kasin nafnaye yetenesal kusleya shetete beseb besem. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. Verse 7. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. Nefse sidbin. Now here as we compare and we contrast the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, here we have an interesting verse as we compare and contrast side by side. Here where we have this verse, it says, My soul. My soul, sidbin temola talechna. My soul is full of insults, sidib, mortalechna, lesigayim, and for my flesh, taina, health. Aina, yelatimna, yelatimna. My flesh, she lacks health. No soundness. There's no soundness in my flesh. Kuter cement, verse 8. Tamemuhu, ijikima techegarhu. Kalibeya wizwazem yetanesach ohu. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Kalibe wizwazim yetanesa chohu. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Abitu fekade hulu vefitehino. Kinkete makante ayesawarum. Abitu, Lord, I father, his father, father of the house. Abitu, fekade hulu vefitehino. All my desire, all my will, fekade hulu is before thee, vefitehino, and I present, chinketeim, my anxiety, my groaning, ka ante, I saurim. And my groaning, my anxiety is not hid from the eye. Ka'anta aisawarim. Kutarasir, verse 10. Leve, denegatabing, chaylema, tawachinye. Ye, oinochim, burhana fezaza. My heart panteth. Leve, denegatabing. Libe, my heart, denegatabing. Libe, denegatabing. My heart, it's in a mental state of shock, denegatabing. Against I, the negative being, my heart panted, high lame, and my strength, tawaching, my strength leaves, shit, left eye, tawaching, as for the light of mine eyes, ye ay no chimbran, it also is gone from me, and the light of my eyes is fuzzy, it's blurry. Kutar Asara'an, verse 11. Wadajochim, Balinjorochim, Kokusle Galella below Komu, Zemedochim, Riko Komu. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore. Wadajochim, Balinjorochim, Kokusle Galella below Komu, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Zemedochim, Riko Komu. Utera asara, kuta asara hulet, nefse nema yemishuata beretubin, mekrayenem yemifelgu, kentuna tenagaru, hulgizem beshengela yemekralu. They also that seek after my life lay sneers for me, lay sneers for I, nefse nem yemishuata beretubin. And those who seek for my soul, my psyche, my soul, my nefsinim, yemishuat baretubin. They're vigorous against I. And they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things. Mekrayenim yemifalugu akentuna tenagru. They speak vanity and imagine deceits all the day long. Hulgizem beshengala yemekralu. Always, all the time, they counsel in flatteries, with flatteries. Kuter Asrasos, verse 13. Inegin in the mai samad and koro, afunim in the mai kefta didahonuhu. But I, inegin, but I, as a deaf man, heard not in the mai samad and koro, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Afu nimin demai kefta didahonhu. Kutarasara rat, verse 14. In demai samaso, the afu mategzatra in the leilo sohonhu. Thus, like this, I was as a man that heareth not in demai samaso, and in whose mouth the afum, in whose mouth are no reproofs, in the maisama soba fuma takes out in the laylo sohonhu. Kuter አስራ አምስት ቨርስ 15 አቤቱ በአንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ትሰማኛለህ for in thee I Abetu, I father, his father, father of the house. Abetu, ba'ante, tamnyalehunna. Do I hope, do I trust, am I confident? Thou, the I wilt hear. Oh Lord my God, Abetu, amlaki, ante, tisamanyale. Ante, tisamanyale. Kutarasaran, sedist, verse 16. Telatoche, benelai, desinamai, la cho, abialuna. Egroche, mabis, and akalu, rasachewina, benelai, kefkefla, yadargalu. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against I. Telatoche, benelai, desinai, la cho, bialuna. Groche, mabis, and akalu, rasachewin, benelai, kefkefla, yadargalu. Kutarasara Sevat, verse 17. Ines, what a man kesa karvealuna, kuslem hulgizem befitenuna, for I am ready to halt. Ines, what a man kesa karvealuna, and my sorrow is continually, itinually, always before I. Kuslem, and my wound, kuslem hulgizem befitenuna. Kutara asara cement, verse 18, bedelein in agraluna, silahati atem etekazalu. For I will declare mine iniquity, bedelein in agralu, bedelein in agralu. My wrong, I will speak of my wrong. I will declare mine iniquity. Bedelein nagralu silachat yatim itekzalu. I will be sorry for my uckery, for my sin. Chat yatim and my sin and my uckery itekzalu. Kuta asra zet en verse 19. Telatoche yawana cho yiberatu binmal bet mamanetima yamit alunya bezu. But my enemies are lively. Telatoche yawana cho. And they are strong. They are vigorous. They're vigorous against I. Yiberatu binmal. And they and them that hate I wrongfully are multiplied. Bet mama netim yamit alun bezu. Kuter Haya, verse 20. Sidkina sile tekatelhu. Bebe gofanta kafunya miya melusulina yit alunya. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing. I follow the thing that is that good is a sidkina silete katelhu. Bebe go fanta kufunya mi melusulina yit alunya al kuterhaya. And verse 21. Abetu ante atet aling amlake kanyatarak. Forsake me not, abetu. I father, his father, O father of the house. Abetu ante atet aling amlake kanyatarak. Oh my God, oh my source, I'm lucky. Kene atarak, be not far from I. Kene atarak, kuter haya hulet. Verse 22. Avetu, medhanite, enena lemerdata fiten. Make haste to help I. Oh Lord, my salvation. Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house. Medhanite, my medicine, my salvation. Hinein lemerdata fiten. Make haste, hinein. For I make haste to help I. Hinein lemerdata fiten.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
See we play. children to be done.
Mazmur Salasa Sabat Bekenyut Salasa Sabat Besambat Mastasabia Yedawit Abitu Bekutah Tiksaf Bama'at Himmah Tiksaf ፍላጥቆች ወግተውኛልና እጅህንም ማክብደህብኛልና ከቁጣ የተነሳ ለስጋዬ ጤና የለው ከኃጢአቴም የተነሳ ለአጥንቶቼ ሰላም የላቸው ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላዬ ከብዷልና ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በተበተ እጅግ ጎሰቆልኩ ተዋረድኩ ሁል ጊዜም በትካዜ መላለሳል ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና ለስጋዬም ጤና የላትም ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገር ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ የተነሳ ጮ አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወር ልቤ ደነገጠ ኃይሌም ተወች የዓይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሌ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ ነፍሴንም የሚሽዋት በረቱብኝ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ ሁልጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ አፉንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆኖ እንደማይሰማ ሰው ባፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆኖ አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ተሰማኛል ጠላቶቼ በኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋሉ እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና ቁስሌም ሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም እተክዛለሁ ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማ በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ ጽድቅን ስለ ተከተል በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኝ አቤቱ አንተ አትጣለ አምላኬ ከኔ አትተ አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Oh,
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
Psalm 38.
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, 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 al bekech secha tochicheni, tochicheni, tochicheni,
neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure,
hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha deyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble. Just be humble.
Here, Shema Yisrael, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, Mizmor Ledawid, Lehazakir, Yahuwah, Alavir Kazipika, Toki Chayni, Uwa Bachimateka, Ti Yasarein, Kiya Chitzeka, Nia Chatua Bi, Wa Tia Nehat, Allah Yadeka.
the song of David to bring suffering, remembrance. Oh, Yahweh, Jehovah, rebuke me, rebuke I not in thy wrath, neither I to chasten me, chasten I in thy heart displeasure. Yahweh, Allah, bikatlipika, tokicheni, ua bachematika, te yasareini. A psalm of David, mizmor ledawi, to bring suffering to remembrance. Le hazkir, hazkir, O Yahweh, Jehovah, rebuke I not in thy wrath. Yahweh, Allah, bikatlipika, tokicheni. Neither chasten I in thy heart displeasure, neither chasten me in thy wrath. Uabach matika te yasareini. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yirmiyahu. That means Jeremiah 10:24. Yahweh Jehovah, chasten me only in measure, not in thine anger, lest thou the eye bring me to nothing, to naught. It is not written here, O Lord, chasten me in measure, but Yahweh Jehovah, chasten me only in measure. That is, Yahweh Jehovah, Lord, chasten me only with moderate punishments. So too it is written in Mishlei Shlomo in the Proverbs, Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son that there be hope. Chasten, discipline thy son that there be hope. Yaser binka, tiyesh tikwa. Chasten thy son, yaser binka, for there is hope. Ki yesh tikwa, while there is still hope. Ki yesh tikwa. This is as if to say, chasten him, but not to death. Not to death. Take care that in chastening, in disciplining, thou dost not destroy him. Wela himito alatisa nafsheka. Only set not thy heart on his destruction. Wela himito alatisa nafsheka. And to the killing of him, lift not up thy soul. Wa'illa hamito, and to the killing of him, al tisa nashaka, lift not up thy soul. Hence, here, David said, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Allah bikatzipika tokicheini, rebuke I not in thy wrath. A rebuke is good. It is said in Mashal and Proverbs, in Proverbs 3:12, whom Yahweh loveth, he rebuketh. Ki et asher ye ehavi Yahweh yokiach, for whom Jehovah loveth, he correcteth. Ki et asher ye ehav Yahweh yokiach, whom Jehovah loveth, he rebuketh. But only when the rebuke is not given in wrath. Therefore, David said, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Yahweh, Allah bik al tipika tokheini. He also said, chastisement is good, as Scripture says, even in Psalm 94:12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord. Ashrei hadgever asher teyasareinu Yah, happy is the man whom thou instructest, whom thou chastenest. Jah, ashrei hadgever asher teyasareinu Yah, happy is the man whom thou chastenest. But I cannot long suffer it. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. I and I have sinned, and Thou art angry. And so I and I are not saved.
as it is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 64:4, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In them have we been a long time. And shall we be saved? Subdue I and I, little by little. Subdue us, little by little. As it is written, even in Micah 7:19. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us as he subdues our iniquities. Hence, here it is said, O Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Yahweh, Alabik, Etzipika, Tokichaini, Uaba, Chematika, Tiyasareini. A weaver, when he is sure that the frame stands fast, goes ahead with vigor. But when he is sure that the frame does not stand fast, does not strike with vigor, I and I are the web, and thou, the eye, art the weaver. I and I cannot endure thy wrath or hot displeasure. As scripture says, even in Psalm 6:3, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Chaneni Yahuwah ki umlal ani. Be gracious to me, O Jehovah, for I languish away. Chaneni Yahuwah ki umlal ani. Be gracious, have mercy upon I, O Jehovah, for I am weak, for I languish. Ki umlal ani. For if thou, the I, art up on me, upon me, upon I, with hot displeasure or wrath, I shall die at once. And as it's written in Psalm 30:10, what profit is thee in my blood when I go down to the pit? Mahabeta di ami di'riti illa shahat. What profit is there in my blood? Ma bita bitami. When I shall go down to the pit, bi'ridtiya illa shahad. He who is not skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the head or between the eyes with a stick. But he who is skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the back, not upon the head or between the eyes, in order not to blind the man's eyes. He strikes him upon a part of the body where there is no danger. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Zechariah 13:6, what are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. What are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. That is, if one be asked, what are these wounds between my hands? He will answer, they are the result of being befriended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the result of being befriended by the Holy One. Blessed be He. Ein metom bia besari mipneya zaneka. Ein shalom ba it amaya mipneya chatati. Hia evonotaya avrua rosh. Kmasa chabeda yekpudua mi ben mi men. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation. Ein meton bia besari mipneya za'emeka. Neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. Ein shalom ba it's amaya mipneya chatati. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me, for I. Kia evonotaya av roshi. For mine iniquities are gone over roshi, my head, my ras. Kia evonotaya av roshi.
Kmasa kabed yikabdua mimen. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, used to say, according to Ezra 9 and 6, our iniquities are increased over our head. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac told a parable, a mashal, of a man with a burden on Rosho, on his ras, on his head, who was crossing the river, his feet sinking deep in the water. He was told, put the burden away from thee, and thou wilt be able to lift up thy feet. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, likewise, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked Israel, wherefore, why do you say, according to the words of Isaiah 55 and 7, for mine iniquities are gone over, according to the words of today's daily psalm, compared with the words of Isaiah, wherefore do you say, for my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Kia onotaya avru roshi kumasa kaveda yikubedua meni. And in Shaya, Isaiah 55 and 7, make the wicked forsake his way. Make the ratchet forsake his way. That is, put away your evil deeds, and I shall have mercy upon you. As scripture goes on to say, make him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Rav Chanina Bar Papa said, according to the words of Psalm 40 and 6, many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, to I and I, to us word. Rabota osita, ata Yahweh el-hai, nifloteka, ua machashivoteka, eleinu. Many, O Jehovah, my God, Yahweh el-hai, many are the wonderful works which thou hast done. Rabot osita ata Yahweh Elohai, and thy thoughts that are to us word. Nifloteka ua machshavoteka eleinu. Many, rabot, many were all the wondrous works and thoughts. The wondrous works and thoughts. Nifloteka ua machshavoteka that thou ata this conceive to make Abraham choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. The words to us word, towards us, eleinu, eleinu, to us were, they show that he did so for our sake, that we, that I and I might endure in this world. Rav Shimon Bar Papa, Simeon Bar Abba, Rav Shimon Bar Abba taught in the name of Rav Yohanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, that made Abraham see four things, Torah, the yoke of the kingdoms, Gehenna, and offerings of Torah, of the Torah, the direction and instructions. It is written, even in Bereshit, Genesis 15, verse 17, a torch of fire, and elsewhere in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah 23 and 29, is not my word like as fire? Torch means Torah. Torch means Torah. As in the words from Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. All the people perceived the thunderings and the torches of Gehenna. It is written even in Bereshit and Genesis. Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. Behold, a smoking furnace. By that is meant Gehenna. As in the words from Malachi 3 and 10, Malachi 3, verse 10, behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace of offerings. It is said even in Bereshit and Genesis chapter 15, verse 9, take I a heifer of 3 years old and a she-goat of 3 years old and a ram of 3 years old of the yoke of the kingdoms. It is written even in Bereshit and Genesis chapter 15, verse 12, lo, a dread, even a great darkness fell upon him.
Hey.
مزمور لما تحت مزمور لدافيد في الأسكير.
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in my wrath, my wrath.
Adonai, al bekechbecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in my hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyachsereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me.
Yichitzecha.
And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. O Lord, Adonai, rebuke me not in thy wrath, my wrath.
Adonai, al bekechbecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyachsereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation, 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 my salvation.
Oh, Father,
who art in Zion, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth, always be thy name.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
Shalom,
Chabarim,
shalom.
So here, let us touch on fire, the metaphysics, the Hebrew metaphysics of fire. Fire, the Aish, Aish. In the Hebrew, we say Aish, Aish for fire. It's a Hebrew as a noun, it's a feminine word, Aish, right? And we have Aish, Aisha, Aisha, Aishe, Aishe, Aishe. Also for the sacramental fire, which in some cases is brought out in a masculine sense, but fire in its primary sense has a feminine energetic level. Just to note that there in the Hebrew. So the HD here, metaphysically on fire, Aish, Aish. Been speaking on the metaphysics of sacrifice, right? Here in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is known as Leviticus. So here, basic principle here, metaphysics of Aish, Aish. In Hebrew, Aish, fire. In the Royal Amharic, we have Issat, Issat, fire. Aish, fire. Also, we have fire within the two truths, Ethiopically, the two truths. Fire, in the natural sense, we have fire, right? In the physical sense, the metaphysical sense of fire also is signified as divine, ivine intelligence. So divine intelligence in its sacramental use is also Aish, fire, or Issat, fire. So here, 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 first thing first, let's touch on fiery furnace. Fiery furnace, the metaphysics of the fiery furnace. The fiery furnace, a state, a standing, a state of mind, of aimro, a state of mind, in that one goes through a purifying process. Fiery furnace, a state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process, and evil and an error are destroyed, are burnt up, are transmuted into the say primary or dissolved, right, in the fiery furnace, that state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process and evil and error are destroyed. So this brings us to fire, Aish. Aish, Issat. What is Aish? Issat, fire. Fire, Hebraically, Aish, it symbolizes fire. Hebraically, according to the Hebrew, the HD, right, the Hebrew dimension, the Hebrew definition, Aish, fire symbolizes cleansing and purification. Fire as a word pick, right, metaphorically, allegorically, symbolizes cleansing and purification. But it is more than just a symbol. It's more than just a word pick. Material fire is the symbol. So the material, the so-called natural, fire cycle, physical fire, that is really the symbol. And the fire, the Aish of the Ruach, of the Irid, of the Spirit, is the reality. Again, material, fire cycle, physical fire is the symbol. And the fire of the Spirit, the fire of the Irid, is the reality. So the metaphy cycle is really the reality of that which the material or the phi cycle, the physical fire, is the symbol. And the Aish HaRuach, the fire of the Irid, of the Spirit, is the reality, is the really real. The whole universe, right? The Olam, the Olamim, the whole universe, the Einiverse, is alive. the entirety of the universe, universally speaking, the universe is alive with a divine, ivine, living, spiritual, irritical energy that consumes, that eats up, that consumes all the dross of sense, right, of sense, of the satana, of the senses, and materiality. It is a fire, the Aish, the fire that burns eternally. It is the Aish, that consuming fire that eats, that burns eternally. Because this is true. This is true. Some have assumed that disobedient, sinful, awful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting or eternal torment. Because it is true that there is the fire, the Aish, that burns eternally, some have assumed that disobedience, the Rasha, Revrav and the Rasha, right, and the sinful, the awful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting eternal torment. But if the fire, Ha'esh, is eternal, the dross that the fire burns and eats up and consumes is not. So the fire is eternal, but the dross is not. And when the error is consumed, is eaten up, the burning stops. The fire, ha'esh, it consumes, it eats up only when it meets anything that's unlike, that's not like itself. Ha'esh, the isat, the fire, isatu, the fire it consumes only when it meets, or we can say when she meets, right? Anything that is unlike itself, that's unlike herself. In purified, in the purified, right, the refining process, purified, in purified man, in the purified man, the purified human being, it is manifested as his or her eternal life, his eternal liberty. Aish, fire. Aish, isat. Fire is generally used in the Bible, in the scripture, as a symbol of destruction of evil and destruction of error. So usually we find that Aish, the fire, is used in the scriptures, in the Bible, as a symbol of destruction of error and a destruction of evil. Fire, Aish, it stands for cleansing and purification. Aish, Isat, the fire, stands for cleansing and purification. In its true essence, in its true essence, it is the fire of spirit. It is the Aish, Ha Ruach, the fire of Irit, or the divine, the Ivine energy, the divine energy that never ceases, that never ever ceases its life-giving, purifying glow. When its cleansing work, the cleansing walk, is completed in man's mind and in man's body, there is no more error to be consumed, no more error to be eaten up. And it then manifests in purified, the refined and purified man, processed man, as his or her eternal life. Thus we have the scripts such as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, our God, Eloheinu, Esh Okla, is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3, Yeshayah, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Very important scripts right here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Take note, Chaburim. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Besides being a consuming, a eating, a consuming fire, a fire that eats, Eish, Okla, a fire, a eating fire. Eloheinu, our Elohim, Hailehim, is spirit, is irit, life, love, substance, power, intelligence, truth. Our Elohim, our power, is ruach, is irit, is spirit, is life, is love, is substance, is power, is intelligence, is truth. Fire, Aish, also represents the positive or the plus, the affirmative state of mind. Aish, fire, what does it represent, Chabarim? Fire, it represents the positive, the plus, the affirmative state of mind as opposite to the negative or the watery, what's known as in the elementals as the watery nature, the watery state. So fire, it represents the positive, affirmative state of mind as opposed to the negative, the minus, or the watery state. When it is said concerning the fire, the Eish of Hailehim, of the power, the word, the Dibrei Elohim, the word of Elohim in action. The fire of Elohim, of the power, is the word, the Dabar of Hailehim, of Elohim in action, acting. The fire of Elohim, of Hailehim, it burns out the dross of the negative consciousness and reveals HaMashiach, reveals the Messiah, reveals the anointed. We have the fire, the Aish, in the sense of the tongues. Remember the cloven tongues? The tongues of fire. This represents illumination of thought. The cloven tongues, even in the upper room of Zion, right, in Pentecost, in the harvest, the fire in the sense of the tongues of fire represent illumination, the illumination of thought in the demonstration and the manifestation of the Spirit's presence, the face, the presence, the perception of HaRuach and of power. So the tongues of fire, illumination of thought in the demonstration, the manifestation of HaRuach, of the Menfes, the Irit's presence, the Spirit's presence, perception, the face, and power. And this right here, speaking about fire. Fire often is considered to be one of four elements, but there's actually five, the number five. Very, very important, number five. To the ancient seers, those who were able to see in the unseen, into the unseen world, right, into the second of the two truths, right, to the ancient seers, sight was based not just on the two external eyes. To the ancient seers, in fact, before they were called prophets, we have this even in the scriptures, they were known as seers. So to the ancient seers from the Kadmonim of the Kadom, the Kedem of the first time, the ancient seers, to them, the ancient seers, sight, seeing and sight was based not just on the two external eyes, but upon the body as being full of eyes. Did you know that the body is full of eyes? See, touch was an extension of sight. Do you know that touch is an extension of sight? By feeling with your eyes closed, you could see and know an object or thing. Smelling with eyes closed would also create sight, a sight or picture. Also tasting and hearing, it brings the sight of understanding, of the Bina. These five doors to understanding and sight and understanding were drawn in hieroglyphs, right, in the Metu Neter, right, the Metu Rayen, you know, the language of the ancients, the hieroglyphs and the hieroglyphics, right? These five doors to understanding and sight were drawn in hieroglyphics as an embrace. So we look at the five doors and we look at the glyph, the hieroglyph, the Metu Neter of embrace. Now, for the five senses, right, or the five points of sight, so we have five senses. Did you know the five senses are five points of sight? We have fellowship, chaberim, fellowship with Ha'ilehim, with the power, with Egziabi, the sustainer, who is our environment and one and another. The I am, the Ehyeh, Asher, the I am in all things, through all things, and all, right, and all things. The five, right, let information in. This was symbolized by the hand. The five here symbolized by the hand, right? Five fingers, or also called the pent alpha. The pent alpha, the five fingers, and the symbolism here is the hand. In Hebrew, we say the yod, the yud, the hand. But here, symbolizing by the hand, the five fingers, or the pent alpha. Five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaberim with Elohim. Again, five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaberim with Ha-Elohim. The five elements are the spirit of Elohim, the Ruach, Ha-Elohim, mingled, right? The five elements are the spirit, the Ruach, the Irit of Ha-Elohim, Elohim, mingled with earth, wind, fire, and air. The five elements, right, are the spirit of Elohim mingled with earth, wind, fire, and air. The spirit of Elohim dwelling in a temple, a tabernacle made up of the spiritual body represented by the fire and the spirit, the emotional body represented by the feelings and the wind, the mental body represented by thoughts, the intellect and ear, and the physical, the physical body represented by earth. Again, the spirit, the Ruach of Ha'ilehim, of Ha'Elohim, dwelling in a temple. Know ye not that your body is a temple? Dwelling in a temple or tabernacle made up of a spiritual body, the fire and the spirit, the emotional body, the feelings, the wind, the mental body, thoughts, intellect, ear, and the physical, the physical body, represented by the earth. These are the four cornerstones of the earth, the four cornerstones of the earth or body. Of that, Ha Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew triunity, the true Trinity, it pours itself, right, into, and they all become one in the pent alpha, right, the pent alpha of worship, the pent alpha of worship, and that is interaction, being, and finally unity or einity. So these four cornerstones of the earth or body, of that Ha Elohim pours himself into, and they all become one in the pent alpha of worship, which is interaction, being, and finally einity. Interaction, being, and finally, einity. Now, here, this brings us to the connection of fire and the flame. What's the connection of the fire to the flame, Chaburim? The fire to the flame. So we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword in Bereshis. In Genesis, we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword in Bereshis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Metaphysically, metaphysically, the Ehyeh, the I am is the gate. Ehyeh, I am is the gate. Through that, the thinker comes forth from the invisible, the not visible, to the visible. And it is through this gate that he must go to get into the presence of HaRuach, the Irid. Quote, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life, the liberty. Hence, we take words. We take what? We take Debarim. We take word, sound, power, and go to HaElohim, HaElohim, to the power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. We came out from His presence, from His face, His presence, His perception, through the Ehyeh, I am, gate. And we must return the same way. On the inner side of the gate is the Gan Be'eden. The Gan, the garden, Be'eden, in delight, the garden of Eden, the garden of delights, the garden of pleasure. But, quote, the Kirubim, the Kephraim, the cherubim, and the flame of a sword are there to do what? To, quote, keep the way of the tree of life, to keep the way of the Eitz HaChayim. The flame of a sword. The flame of a sword is the inner motive that rules our thoughts and actions. The flame of a sword is the inner, in the innermost of the inner senses, the inner motive that rules our thoughts, and actions. It turns every way to guard the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life. For the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life, is the precious substance of Ha'av, of Elohim Ha'av, of Elohim the Father. Flame of fire. What is the flame of fire? It's the light of Bina, of understanding, of overstanding, that flames up in the heart, heartically speaking, yet does not consume substance. And this here links with the burning bush and the metaphysics of the burning bush.
Terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look at sight.
You have come to Mount Zion, into the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
But sir, push up the light of them. Push up the light of them. Push up, push up, push up the light of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch when we done burn them. Man.
Yeah. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
The eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Enjoy much longer, live much longer.
And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, silence covered the sky.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
The book of life, the book of life. Sip the water from the brook of life.
Take a glass.
I've got the animal in them pot, but them a cook as far as you. What you say I do should be true, 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 true. With the knife, the scorn, the wicked look at life. Them got eyes with a knife, but them a joke at life. Them all that dash, them web, them let them look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images, I went keep yadding like pilgrimage to far and ever round your far. So silly me, I dig it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is praises
for these infinite
pages.
Not so fit no wages, one Babylon slave. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than little less baby. Them some more birth control and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life pages.
Babylon was near and fear of, but them sad than me a pharaoh. Threw them from far with the spear. Them meet to veneer, like eyesight or crystal clear. You air,
cheaper
food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Close if someone wear a car with them a stare. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us squatters, they crop, they treat us very raw. Children starving, time so very long. They greet the pagan gospel, show them gluttony. Craving for more than enough. No talk about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth the pagan been after us. They got crosses, the bulkers and chops are us. So many gone straight for that alley. The most lean in them get fear fish shot them. Still gonna kill like patriots. Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them face it. Money mess, them top them little sister and them brother girl all. Chop off them father and them mother know them. Set them search the sky and set them search Nazareth. And set them still can't find
yes,
that one. The book of life, Babylon one hero. But them shot them in your fear. Threw them from far with the fair. The meat is an air, like eyesight, the crystal clear, yeah. For the children to share, the youth need love and care. Clothes and summer wear, a car with them a tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear.
With an ass, it's gone, we can look at life.
Them got eyes with a knife, but someone and you could lie. Them all that dash, them let them whip them, all them who could lie. Set them on the wing to go to heaven, to look for Christ. While them a bold and gonna worship them images. Rastafari give you a thing like privilege. It is the first of villages. Why they give up life privilege in all the villages to live. Watch out! Searching to find love. No earth if she needs find love. Searching ready anytime for divine love. I need all in my arms to charm and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on. From dusk till dawn, she's the one who keeps my bond right through the storm. So be strong, do no wrong. I need her in my arms to hold, just go warm her when she's cold. Be by your side, so brave and bold. Oh, I'll be in full eye charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, now it's not the time to show. Just in case you have never been told. You to know, girl, you hurt more than money and gold. I need a ring, I am to charm.